14 Houston, would you go to manual and wide on the high gain, but stay in Omni Delta?
Okay, you got it.
Thank you, Ed.
This is Apollo Control at 6 hours, 9 minutes. We've completed our shift handover now in Mission Control. Flight Director Milton Windler and his team of Maroon flight directors, flight controllers. The flight dynamics officer has just advised the flight director that he does not anticipate a mid-course correction being required at the opportunity for mid-course correction one. This would mean that the mid-course would not be made until the mid-course correction two opportunity. At the present time, Apollo 14 is traveling at a speed of 11,237 feet per second. The spacecraft altitude is 28,593 nautical miles. There will be a change of shift briefing in about 30 minutes. The briefing will be held in the large auditorium in the MSC News Center, Building 1.
Go ahead, 14.
Okay, Gordon, I'm sure y'all have been talking about it. You want me to press ahead with the maneuver to the P-52 attitude and go into that?
All right, Stu, that's affirmative. We'd like you to go through with the normal procedures as shown in the flight plan down to that P-52 at 5 hours and 40 minutes. But at that point, we're going to deviate slightly in order to save some RCS. We do not want you to do the fuel cell purge or the wastewater dump. We're planning to have you, and we do not want you to do the go into PTC. At that point, we're planning to do the P23, which will be a little early, and we'll have a new attitude for that. And then we'll go into PTC. Right now, it looks like mid-course one is not likely to be necessary, so that we'll save one PTC spin-up that way and save some RCS. Over.
Okay, now at 5:50 you say do not do the fuel cell purge or wastewater dump.
That's affirmative, Stu.
Okay, we won't do it.